How to mark your ballot. Voting at the polls is easy. 1. A poll worker will ask you to sign in. Then you will receive a ballot and a secrecy folder. 2. Take your ballot and secrecy folder to a voting booth to vote privately. 3. After voting, put your voted ballot in the secrecy folder. Then place it in the ballot scanner. You must show ID only if you are registered to vote by mail but did not list a driver's license or ID number on your voter registration form, and this is your first time voting in a federal election in Solano County. To vote for a candidate, blacken the oval next to the candidate's name. Some races let you vote for more than one candidate. Look at the top of the list to be sure. You may vote for fewer candidates if you want to. Example, City Council Member, vote for 2. Ted Robinson, baseball player, the oval is blackened. Peggy Fleming, ice skater, the oval is blackened. Mia Hamm, soccer player, the oval is blank. To vote for a write-in candidate, blacken the oval next to the write-in. Print the candidate's name on the line. Your vote will count only if the candidate is a qualified write-in candidate. The poll worker or elections office can provide you a list. Example, Governor, vote for 1. Abraham Lincoln, John Adams, John F. Kennedy. The write-in candidate is Woodrow Wilson. The oval is blackened. To vote on a measure, blacken the oval next to the word yes or no. Example, Measure A, yes, oval is blackened. No, oval is blank. If you need help to vote, a poll worker can show you how to mark your ballot using a demonstration ballot and show you how to auto-mark an accessible device to help you mark your ballot and tell you about other kinds of support for voters with special needs. Quick tips. If you make a mistake on your ballot, you can get a new ballot from the poll worker. You can skip anything you don't want to vote on.